Welcome to the show, everybody. Please excuse my fat girl angle. I am recording out of an Airbnb, and this is about as good as I can do with my on-the-go setup. Today, by popular demand, I'm going to be talking about Albania! Because apparently Albania is all over the news and everybody wants to know what I, an Albanian, think about my ancestral people throwing out Jared and Ivanka Jew Trump from being able to buy up one of the Albanian islands and turn it into a luxury resort. AKA an underground bunker for when Israel finally decides to nuke the entire world because everyone started noticing.
Oh, no!
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
There's a lot of things happening right now, and some of these things I am not going to be able to talk about on YouTube, and you guys know why. Because these stories are making me so angry, and I am not going to record a video where I have to censor every other word and censor what I want to say because YouTube's going to take me down. And specifically, what I'm talking about is the grooming gangs that have been discovered in the UK, the Pakistani Muslim grooming gangs that are unbelievably horrendous, that have made me want to put on the crusader armor, get on a horse, I know, and go to the UK and start finding these bastards and letting them know, hey, this is what it looks like when a woman can fight back. That's what I want to do. That is exact. This is, and you guys are going to see why. So I'm going to cover that video specifically on my website for my premium members only. So if you guys want to sign up for that, you just go to my website, use promo code Leo, and you get 20% off for your first month, and then you can watch me be fully unhinged. This, by the way, this is the father of one of the Pakistani gang rapists. See the gay stuff I have to say on YouTube? Who doesn't see what his son did wrong? I'm not kidding you. These people really, really exist. And this is why there is no diplomatic solution with them.
Obviously, she wasn't a virgin or new to sex.
So you don't see it as rape?
Well, I don't.
And she's 13. She's 13 years old.
Yes, obviously, that's some responsibility lies for it. But as far as grooming is concerned, I think the judge has gone over the board, the jury has gone over the board, the police has gone over the board, just because these lads are Asian.
Okay. If you're not experiencing copious amounts of rage where you literally want to go through the screen and grab this guy's neck, please, for the love of God, turn off my content, unsubscribe. I'm not the person for you. You got to go get your testosterone checked. If you're a woman, you got to go unwokeify your brain. This is the way these people think. They don't, and he's trying to disguise it. Do you see the blame, how he's trying to shift the blame onto a 13-year-old girl for what his grown son did? His son's not 13. It's not like there's two 13-year-olds. His son is a grown man. And then this is the unbelievable aspect that makes you just want to get on a plane, put on your crusader outfit, and find this guy. He says that the reason the judge was so harsh on them is because they're Asian. By the way, you're not Asian. Okay, you're a Pakistani. You are a brown Pakistani. You're not Asian. Nice try. You're on the continent of Asia. We don't call Russians Asians, do we? Russia is on the continent of Asia. No, we call them Europeans because they are European. They are Slavic Europeans, but they are nevertheless Europeans. So stop trying to group yourself in with the noble Japanese and some noble Chinese. Some are noble. There's a sign that said no Indians will be allowed and we don't care about the caste. Pretty noble, okay, to disguise yourself. But beyond that, he is using the British value system of racism, they're only doing this to us because we're Asian. No, no, it's not because you guys did things like have 50 men who gang raped a girl at once. It's not because you stapled the girl's tongue to a wall while doing this. It's not because you did this stuff with various objects. It's not because the police found the girls and turned them back to you and said, have fun, enjoy. Yeah, yeah, the people are mad because you're Asian, not because of the stuff you did. You guys see why I can't talk about this? You understand? You feel the rage coming through me? I hope it's coming through you too. This is a righteous anger. Okay, this is, there is no, anybody comes over you goes, you're supposed to be Christian, you're supposed to turn the other cheek. They're using your value system against you. Okay, are you a Christian? Are you turning the other cheek? No, shut up. Don't tell me how I'm going to be a Christian. I'm going to be a Christian the way people have been Christians for 2,000 years, which is why we have been allowed to be Christians, because we have defended our civilization from monkeys like this. Now, Jared and Ivanka were taking a little boat ride through the Mediterranean with their like low-key friend Rothschild, something Rothschild. I don't know what their name, first name. It's always like something Nathan or Nathaniel, whatever, Rothschild. And they happened to come upon this beautiful island in the Mediterranean. And Ivanka was like, oh my God, Jared, can we buy it? I want to like build a bit of a luxury resort here. Do you think we could just buy it? It's not like this land belongs to people. We own the world. We're God's chosen. So I want you guys to listen to her talk about this and tell me if you can smell the bullshit coming through the video. Just please. And then you understand why people did things. If the Marie Antoinette story is legit, you know, like, Ivanka makes Marie Antoinette look like a compassionate human being. Okay, Marie Antoinette, the French Revolution, who, when the people were starving, supposedly said, let them eat cake. Although now that we know history has been rewritten by people that hate us, I'm not sure that I really believe that. But let's go ahead and watch this.
Project with my husband in the Mediterranean. It's massive in scale.
I think that's an understatement. Can you explain?
Yes, it is.
There's no power on this island. You're building everything from scratch, correct?
Well, it's an unbelievable, beautiful 1400, and we stopped for a swim. Effectively, that's how we found it. We swam to the islands. We went on a hike barefoot all the way up to the top, and we were just captivated, and it stayed with us ever since. And over the course of many years, we developed the opportunity to help realize its potential and transform it, but with a lot of restraint and care, because the land is so beautiful that really the architecture has to be fully integrated into it, almost rise from it. You know, it's not even a business for me, despite the scale of it. We not only the island, but we have 5 miles of beachfront directly across from the island, this beautiful peninsula with a lagoon on one side, the ocean on the other, beautiful white sand beaches. For me, it feels more like a challenge than anything else.
It's going to be a challenge to steal this island from the Albanian people, who are known to be a war-torn people who will fight you for the last square foot of dirt. It's going to be a challenge to trick these people into giving us their island that is militarily, strategically advantageous to the one world government system that we're trying to build and usher in the new Messiah. That's going to be a challenge, Bill, or whatever this guy's name is. That doesn't sound like bullshit to you guys. They swam to the island and then went on a barefoot hike. Yeah. We've heard from Albanians close to the property who said this is literally impossible and that the island is full of snakes, and so this would not have been possible. I wish to God they had swam to the island and then walked and confronted a bunch of Albanian snakes who would have thrown up a little salute before striking at them. I do wish to God, but they're full of shit. And you see how they have to like kind of tell you what they're doing, but they always lie, because the island that she's buying actually is a former military island that has a bunch of underground tunnels and bunkers from when Albania was a communist country, and the crazy Albanian communist leader Enver Hoxha thought he was going to be fighting every country in the world and build bunkers all over his country while his people starved to death. She's full of shit. Oh, we need to make sure the architecture rises from the ground and matches the nuclear tunnels that we have. Because if people try to strike back, we can't. We just can't. I can't stand people who talk like this, by the way. I can't, you know, I just can't. It's like, really, I really, like, if this, like, eat the rich thing comes about, it's going to be really satisfying because these people are disgusting. Don't forget to go to my website, leonardaisfunny.com, where you can register to be on my mailing list for free and then find out when I'm coming to your city. I just played Tampa, which was awesome. I'm coming to Daytona at the end of the month. Next month, I'm going to be in Texas. I'm going to be everywhere. So if you want to find out about that, go to my website, register, and sign up for the mailing list. That's free. If you want my premium content, like where I'm going to be talking about the Pakistani grooming gangs and what should be done with these people, you can use your imagination. Sign up for my premium membership. Don't forget to use promo code Leo for 20% off. Here's her lizard-looking husband also giving a similar story to cover up what they're really doing.
I was on a vacation after we left government in the summer of 2021. We were on our friend Nat Rothschild's boat. We got picked up in Montenegro, and then we started sailing over to Corfu, and we spent a couple days in Albania. One of the nights there, Prime Minister Rama came to the boat. I had not met him when I was in government, but I was very, very impressed with his vision for what he wanted to do with Albania.
I was very, very impressed with how readily he accepted our offer to sell out the Albanian people. It was amazing to me. I usually have to blackmail politicians with video footage of them banging kids or being actively engaged in cannibalism in order for them to give up their nation's territory so easily. But Mr. Edi Rama, who is basically a Turk, had no problem betraying his people. It's going to be amazing when the people take to the streets and hang him, because we're not going to care anyway.
Yeah, I really didn't know anything about the country. I didn't understand the history, and the darkness of the history with the communism and the terrible leadership actually led to it being fully undeveloped as a nation. But Eddie came in. He has one of the cool things I was attracted to is the fact that he seemed like a very skilled politician, as a very strong,
you know, skilled politician is not really something that we should be looking for in our leaders. Because skilled politician just means, like, they're really good at lying to you and deceiving you while they fuck you in the ass.
And smart leader, but also the fact that he was an artist. I thought it'd be very cool to see what a country really led and built by an artist could be. Somebody with amazing taste and great...
An artist, you say? You'd like to see what a country built by an artist would look like. Me too. I just don't think we're talking about the same kind of artist.
Creativity. And so I was just intrigued by it. And then before we went to Corfu, we stopped in Butrent, which was also a spectacular sight, and just really felt to me like it showed the potential of the country. So much amazing beauty.
We basically took a tour of the entire Mediterranean, where we're going to build the passage through the Straits of Gibraltar in order to be able to conduct our military conquest of the world and enforce our satanic regime, in which everybody will be forced to worship the Antichrist. And if they don't, they're going to be beheaded, especially if they're a Christian. Yeah, Nat Rothschild, by the way, who's over here hanging out with the infamous Ghislaine Maxwell. I'm sure that's just... nothing to worry about there. Nothing to worry about. Absolutely. So, you know, they're full of shit. They're lying to you. I'd like everybody to understand that their little expedition for just building a luxury resort is, first of all, bullshit. And we're going to get into what it is. But some of the stuff you need to understand. So the Albanian population is not taking this lightly, okay? One thing I know from being ethnically Albanian is that the land is incredibly important to the people. And the reason for this is because the proper borders of Albania are actually much bigger than what are currently being recognized as Albania proper, okay? And I don't have to get into a whole geopolitical lesson here, but this is something I grew up learning, obviously, because my parents are from that country. They immigrated here. And a part of the reason they immigrated here was because the borders of Albania proper were changed after the First World War, thanks to the League of Nations, in which they divided up proper Albanian territory and gave it to the surrounding nations in order to make peace with them. The problem was that those territories that they put in Montenegro and Greece and Macedonia were fully occupied by Albanians. We're talking 99% ethnically Albanian populations in these lands, had been so for generations, for as long as at least I want to say it was at least 600 to 700 years, so longer than Albania, longer than America even existed, but some places as old as the Albanian people themselves, so over 2,000 years. When they did that, all of those countries started persecuting their Albanian inhabitants and trying to get them out of the land because they wanted to fill it with their ethnic populations. So what this does is it evokes a blood memory for the Albanians of having their land taken from them, having their inheritance taken from them. And they are a 95% homogenous country. Their religions don't really matter, and I will explain that to you why the religions don't really matter in Albania, because the number one thing they care about is racial ethnic, like what is your racial ethnic makeup, right? And it's 95% Albanian, whether that is an Albanian Catholic, an Albanian Muslim, or an Albanian Orthodox Christian. There's no division in terms of where the people live and how they interact with each other based on religion. Zero. So when something like this is happening in their country, the people know who their neighbors are. And they know that something is being stolen from them collectively. So a lot of people have been ripping on America and other nations because they're like, oh, well, look at the Albanians. There's not so many of them. And they're rising up immediately against corruption in their country. And look at how brave they are. And it's true. But the other aspect you have to remember is that what you see happening in Albania is specifically why they are destroying other Western nations like America and the UK and Ireland and France by bringing in these hostile populations, diversity, right, with whom you have nothing in common, people who hate you, who are attacking you and attacking your children. And then if you try to fight back, the government comes down on you. So there's a whole division in which the people do not know who their neighbors are and cannot rely on them to have their back. So it's much easier to stand up against corruption when the people are unified. They're unified by blood, by culture, by language, versus your neighborhood is that used to be all like eighth generation American Texans is now 30% Indian, 30% Mexican, and 20% Haitian, and you're like, who am I gonna go fight with? The three other white people that live in this neighborhood, and maybe two out of three of them are now meth heads, thanks to the Sackler family and the induced opioid epidemic. And yes, it was induced. If you want to find out more about that, you should check out Pete Quiñones' episode that he did on the Pete Quiñones show a while back, so a few years ago now, where he talked about the Sackler family and the opioid epidemic and how it was an intentional plot to destroy white working class Americans. And yes, those were the words, white working class Americans. So none of this is by accident. So if there's anything to learn from Albania, it's to understand why keeping your country homogenous, ethnically and racially the same, culturally the same, knowing who your neighbors are is so important for fighting totalitarian power. They're protesting, right? Obviously, you know, they're bringing up the nature aspect of this because it is destroying these endangered birds. But I know Albanians, and while we care about the nature, okay, There isn't a bird on this planet that we wouldn't eat. And that's not to fault us. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a bird. We're not a little, you know, we're not so precious about it. So while they care about the birds, it's about the land. It's about the fact that you are taking and stealing their inheritance for which blood has been shed without any war. And you're doing it under the guise of development, luxury development. By the way, the Albanians aren't going to benefit or profit from any tourism that would come from this. If they were even going to build the luxury development, there is no they would not see even a dollar from this development. Okay. And I'm going to tell you, because I visited Albania last year, and I will tell you what is going on there. The territory that they are developing is called the Vjosa Delta. And it is a very protected habitat for endangered species. They have been developing this. This is also showing you why having a merchant people who have no connections to any land, who do not value land, is not the... You don't want those people ruling and determining your culture, because they don't see ancestral land that's been handed down for generations. They see trees that can be destroyed, resorts that can be built up, and money that can be made immediately. They don't care that in three generations there's going to be so much destruction that there is nothing to see anymore. What they're thinking about is, how can I make money now, and I don't care if I have to destroy you in order to do it. So there are... let me see if we can get... That's why they keep showing you those... They keep having the flamingos up, because they are showing you, okay, we're protecting these birds. But it goes beyond the birds. I'm going to tell you that for sure. I know that. So here's the other part that's really important. So the island that they're trying to take is the Sazan Island. Now, you may have read about this particular group of people that the Kushners are related to by blood, also buying up islands in Cyprus and in Greece, which have been now fenced over, and the native Greeks can no longer even go to those areas. So they bought this territory up in the Greek islands, put up fences, built their luxury homes, where the IDF soldiers go to, you know, de-stress and relax. And now the native inhabitants, whose land this actually is by blood, are prevented from going to these parts of the island by armed security guards. That's what's happening. And the question is, why all of a sudden is there all this interest? Because it's not just Albania and Greece. There's also the island in Italy. There's also an island on the Sardinian coast. So they're all along this specific corridor. And the question becomes, why? And I came along this interesting post that I think would help explain things, and then some verification to prove that this person is not just bonkers. So this tweet says, what's happening in Albania is merely a preview of what will unfold on the broader scale across the entire Mediterranean island system. The Belgian thinker and geopolitician Jean Thiriart once pointed out how from the Strait of Gibraltar to Cyprus, the former Mare Nostrum was and remains central to North American control over Europe through the various NATO installations on the island network stretching from Sardinia and Italy all the way to Cyprus, passing through Malta and Crete. And so you can see them starting this takeover of the land in those specific areas. Now, what's important about that? Oh, well, NATO is basically being run by Israel today, right? So Israel is progressively taking over NATO, and Greece, Crete, is fully a great ally of the state in the Middle East. And they are using it, they're using these islands to send their IDF soldiers supposedly to decompress after they've been slaughtering kids all day in the Middle East. I need a vacation. And the whole point is that they are building their control center from which they are going to be able to run the Mediterranean and then, of course, run their one world government. Now everybody's like, oh, you're crazy. Okay. Okay, I'm crazy, but all the moves point to them rebuilding the Greater Israel Project, right? That's what the greater, why are we bombing Lebanon? I thought Hamas was in Gaza. But now everybody that you don't want existing? Yeah, don't forget that Jared Kushner is part of Chabad Lubavitch that got the Abraham Accords passed. And the Abraham Accords is how we got the Noahide laws, which say that if you profane the oneness of God, a.k.a. believe in the Trinity, a.k.a. are a Christian, your punishment is death by beheading. Don't forget about that. Okay. He borrowed $200 million in order to buy up these territories. And he borrowed that money from Leon Blackowitz, who is part of BlackRock, State Street Vanguard, you know, the international global finance companies that are buying your boomer parents' house for 20% over asking price and then turning them into rentals so that you will own nothing and be happy. Right. So it's just a little slice of the bigger picture and the bigger plan. Even my boy, Tim Dillon, who I love, I think he's hilarious. Tim is, to me, one of the funniest comedians out there. And he's smart and he's gay. So you can't really call me homophobic. Okay? That's how that works.
You buy a nuclear bunker in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. Because they know something's coming. They don't only know it's coming, they're making it happen. That's the thing. They're not sitting in the dark. Unlivable place, financially. And your only way out, if you're in America, your only way out, you better hope your kid can shake their ass on a Chinese dancing app for money. Or if you're Spencer Pratt, you better grab the gas can. Good luck.
Yes. Where have we seen this before? Destroying the economic system so much so that your children have to prostitute themselves in order to get a loaf of bread for the day. Where, oh, where have we seen this before? Wasn't expecting Albania to pop off the Third World War. But we are always in the middle of everything because we are literally in the middle of everything, okay? So here's some stuff. Here's some white-pilling stuff is to watch the masses of Albanians taken to the streets. And again, to me, this is another example of why it is super important to know your neighbors, to have a community, because then when you act this, when you go out and you actually act, you are not afraid that you're going to be the only one. You understand what you're fighting for. I believe that this, they launched an investigation into corruption in terms of the funds that the Kushners were using to buy the island. Yeah, that's an actual Albanian song to everybody who's saying we're not white. Did you think that was an Italian opera? Well, there you go. We are right across the Adriatic from the Italians, so very similar in culture. Here's the Albanians setting the former communist dictator's home, Enver Hoxha's home, on fire in protest. I'm not sure why they targeted him because he's been dead, but maybe it was a symbolic gesture to say, hey, remember that time that you ruined our country and enslaved everyone? We're not going to let that happen again. That's what I think that was. And let's remember to support our sponsor, Antelope Hill Publishing. Antelope Hill Publishing has books and so much more. How about a nice give me liberty or give me death patch? That's a great way to remember your roots, America. They've also got a couple of great books that they just released. Let me find the one that I want to tell you guys about. There's a book and they don't want you reading it. They don't want you reading it because you might get some ideas about how to deal with them. And they don't want that. No, they don't want that. All right, that's enough singing for me. It is El Duso Massimo. These are the selected species of Mussolini. You can eat it with a nice plate of spaghetti. Maybe you read a little fascista and you have a little tomato sauce. I don't know what I'm saying, but I believe in studying history from the primary source materials and not from the books written by Ghislaine Maxwell's pedo father. Call me crazy. So Antelope Hill Publishing is a great resource for that. Be sure to browse their selection. They've really got some amazing stuff, and they recently caught heat for publishing fascist literature. So now reading the literature of actual historical figures is going to become controversial because, God forbid, you actually learn directly from the source instead of what they want you to think about that source. So make sure you check them out. Thank you, guys. So here's the battle that went down with Nick, and this guy on the bottom is an Albanian guy, okay? And, you know, this is what I'm only talking about this because I didn't talk about it when it happened, again, because I thought Nick was really on our side and he was legit, and I don't believe on attacking people on our side just because we have differences of opinion. I stand by this. When the left can coalesce around being trans and being gay and being a PDF, black, Hispanic woman, they can coalesce across all those groups, and it doesn't matter if they have disagreements. I look at minor disagreements on the right. I go, shut your mouth, build a coalition, win the victory, then deal with the conflict you have after you are victorious. Why are you fighting before you are victorious? You're only shooting yourself in the foot. So if I'm speaking out against someone who is supposedly on the right, it's because I believe they are a fraud and an infiltrator and are going to ultimately be a serious liability. And Nick has proven that. He always starts these stupid fights for no reason. But what is awesome is that Nick was running his mouth a few months ago about Albanians being Turks and not being whites. And he hasn't opened his mouth, by the way, about the Albanians kicking off the Kushners, right? Hasn't said shit because God, in his infinite greatness, went ahead and shut his mouth for him by having these people be the people who kicked out the infiltrators and subverters from their country and ended up going viral globally as a people. 5 years ago, you couldn't ask somebody to find Albania on a map. I don't know what's gone on in the last few years where all of a sudden Albanians are everywhere, me included, not sure what this is about. It might be time because, Albanians were the first Christians of Europe. Okay? Yes, we were. Apostle Paul, after leaving the Middle East and converting whoever he could amongst his own people, came across the Illyrians, who, yes, are the original Albanians, and they were the first to embrace Christianity openly. So maybe that's what's going on. You know, we are in biblical times, folks, and let's see what's happening here.
Or the conquest. Catholic period in Doris, we had the tradition of the visit of St. Paul and that the Apostle Caesarius was the first bishop of the city, and St. Asti, the martyr, after him. So there's a long history of the Orthodox Church in Albania. However, this history was to some extent interrupted by the Turkish conquest of the Balkans. So around 1500, the Turks took over. A lot of churches, monasteries, schools were destroyed in the initial 100 years or more of the conquest. So there was a break. The church then did continue. So in the 1600s, 1700s, churches were, in 1800s, churches were being built.
Anyway, if you want to learn more about that, I'm not going to make this too a huge history lesson, but Albanians were Christian for almost 1,500 years, I want to say 1,400 years until the Turks came in. And then the Turks won after it was something like 25 years of fighting. It was one tiny country versus a huge Ottoman Empire, and they fell. And then there was mass conversions due to persecution. A lot of people like to say it was like, oh, they just converted because of tax purposes. And some did. The stories were passed down from generation to generation, and it was horrendous things like the Ottomans chopping off the hand of one of their children and saying convert or the other hand's going too, and the people having no power to do anything. So, and you're facing that kind of persecution, there's only so much you can do. That's my take. But anyway, here's the little beef that happened a little while ago.
Holy jester.
And your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, they probably come from Turkey.
Oh, they come from Turkey, but all of a sudden I'm the one that shows up white. That doesn't make sense. How would they come from Turkey if I'm white? Do I look like I'm Turkish? No, I don't. I have the DNA to prove as well. He doesn't even know the history. You don't even know the history about Albanians. We don't come from Central Asia. We're native to the Balkan region. We're the first ones in the Balkan region. All right, bro. This Mexican's about to make me crash out. I need to see him IRL one-on-one, face-to-face. That ass.
They're from Turkmen, bro.
Oh, I'm Turkish? Oh, I'll show the DNA test. I want to say so many slurs, but I'm in college. I cannot say anything.
Anyway, this was this guy, by the way, down here is Albanian. Some of us are very white looking, like Greeks, and some of us, we're a little bit darker, if you will. But I don't think anybody would be like, you're not white. Sorry, they wouldn't. Now, do we have a couple of Turk looking people? I'm not going to lie. We do. But 90% of the Albanian population is very white looking and very white behaving, like having a high trust society and not stabbing each other in the street for no reason. If we do it with reason. And the ASU frat boy who was talking was actually correct. Maybe this is one thing the Slavs and the Albanians can unify over hating this little demon spawn. Here's your little...
Hungarians are not Slavs, and most Slavic countries are actually Hungary.
Okay, no one cares. Can I just tell you something? No one fucking cares. These Slav monkeys go, oh, that's not Slavic. Hey, no one cares. It's not England. It's not France. It's not Germany. It's not the...
You're not England. You're not France. And you're not Germany. First of all, Hungary is based. Hungary knew about George Soros back in 2017. I visited Hungary in 2017. I didn't know who George Soros was. And he had already been kicked out of his country. And there were protests against him happening in 2017. So how about you go F yourself? And I don't like these people who do these divisions among the white population when, hey, remember Irina Zarutska, who was a Ukrainian refugee who was literally fleeing a war-torn country and had her throat slit on a public transportation system while all the black people on the train just watched her bleed out and nobody gave a shit because to them she was another white girl and she got what she deserved? Yeah, so I don't really care either. By the way, Hungary also based. Hungary is the country that fought along our hero, George Castriotti Skender Bey, to fight against the Ottomans. It was actually Hungary and Albania that had an alliance fighting against the Ottomans. So shout out to the Hungarians. Unlike Nick here, I don't see any reason to throw you out of the white club. Okay, we don't care. Who are you? Who are you? Go back to watching your transgender porn. It's pretty gross. I don't like this kid. So every now and again, I'm going to do a little anytime I can show you that this guy is a subverter. He's a demon. He creates strife and fighting when it's not necessary. And then, you see, months later, God proves him to be a liar. Because what do you know? Albania is the central talking point right now against global Zog that wants to turn every white nation into a DEI nightmare full of Africans and Indians and Pakistanis who want to and murder. But we're going to start talking about whether the Slavs are white. Give me a break. It's ridiculous. Here's some more fighting going on that should give you guys some horror. Yeah, and the Albanians do have guns. They don't have any laws against owning guns because they're not gay. Okay? Not gay. This is what it looks like when your country is unified, by the way. Anyway, the kid who said the thing about the Albanians being indigenous to the Balkans, the ASU-FRA, is actually correct. Let's pull this up before I keep talking here, George. Give me a second. 1 second.
A few moments later.
Okay, there you go. They actually did DNA evidence before this, but even as recently as May of this year, the ancient DNA evidence ties Albanians back to the Balkan territory from as early as 800 BC. I don't like this BCE gay before the Common Era. Well, what happened that changed this to the Common Era? Yeah, Christ. Okay? It was Christ. Oh, CE. Screw that. So, in order to reconstruct their history, they analyzed 6,000 ancient West Eurasian genomes. West Eurasian, okay, that's the territory where Albania is, and 74 newly sequenced present-day ethnic Albanians. So they took the DNA from present-day ethnic Albanians in the territory, and they compared it to the DNA analysis of over 6,000 ancient Eurasian genomes, and they were able to find them in the West Balkans in the late Bronze and Iron Age, thereby proving that they are indigenous to the territory. And despite all the Serbian propaganda that came out to convince everyone that Albanians were nothing but Turks who had stayed after the Ottoman Empire ended, they were proven a liar, because there were no Turks in the Albanian territory in the 800 to 900 CE, when the DNA matches very closely with the modern day Albanians. More stuff going on that involves the Albanians, if you guys saw this. So we've all been watching the attempted beheadings that are happening across Europe. I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know if a memo went out to all the mosques in Europe, like, hey, everybody go try to behead people. Like, there was the attempted beheading in Belfast of that poor special needs guy, which led to huge revolt all across Northern Ireland, which shout out to the Northern Ireland people for protesting and actually taking to the streets and doing something. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because these governments hate their native people and they delight when things like this happen. But there was another one that happened in Italy when North Africans went into a restaurant in Italy, in Fermo, began harassing an elderly Italian man demanding money. An Albanian man, I believe in his 40s, happened to see what was going on. He interfered, and they reacted by trying to behead him. So that man is in a coma right now, and we have a little Albanian-Italian alliance that goes back, way back. So let me go ahead and play this guy, who's pretty awesome covering this.
Good evening. I'm Lorenzo, a 50-year-old Albanian construction worker who has lived in Italy for 30 years. Was hit in the head with a rock by a group of North Africans after he defended an elderly man who was being targeted and insulted by them. He is now at the hospital in a coma. Not all migration is the same. It is clear here. On one side, this man migrated to Italy to contribute to the good of our country. On the other side, this criminal migrated to Italy to destroy and exploit our country. There is only one solution. We must send them back. And thank you for the Albanian hero who protected the elderly man. Ciao.
That's just a little highlight of the way that Albanians actually do behave like white people. I'm not saying all, because I know they're doing some shit in the UK, which, by the way, UK, round them up, throw them out. I'm not going to support people who just share my same ethnicity when they're clearly in the wrong. But, you know, this stuff has been happening to me. It's like I do believe in divine providence, and I believe in letting God shut your enemies' mouths. And all of this stuff happening, showing you that actually, yes, Albanians are Europeans. Yes, they actually have the same values. Yes, they value their own lands and their people. And also they will act to defend the vulnerable, as in the case of this elderly man, and protecting the endangered species in their lands is shutting the mouth of people who've been talking a lot of smack, if you will. also, I think it's important to understand why this is happening and to get that, hey, this attack, like, you know, people always want to like attack you because you're standing up for Gaza. Like, oh, they're brown, they're Muslim. First of all, not all the Gazans are brown and Muslim. There's a lot of Christians. There's a lot of light Gazans. Second of all, even if they were, they're not doing anything to anyone. They were living in their own country when these group of nomads who don't run anything, supposedly, decided that, oh yeah, they had a 3,000-year-old right to this land that God promised them and that they were going to take it. And you saw a very similar attitude with Ivanka and Jared being like, oh, look, this island is totally uninhabited and undeveloped. Guess it's mine. Same attitude, this entitlement to any part of the world and getting you to understand that when this is happening, okay, yeah, they're doing it to the Palestinians today. Guess what? They're going to do it to you tomorrow. I guarantee it. Because these people are sick and they want to run everything and they are not going to be happy until everyone is a slave and those who refuse to be a slave are dead. And now you can understand why they destroy the ethnic bonds that adhere people to one another and allow them to fight corruption and evil and dictatorship and slavery. Because that's going to bind you more than any America is an idea. What a load of shit. And they try to sell you some BS about how, ooh, diversity is our strength. So we're all past that, right? We're all past it. Good, good. Shout out to the Albanians. I'm very proud of the people I come from. Absolutely. Them tearing down this fence and saying, yeah, we don't give a shit about your fence because this isn't yours to sell. Got it? But at the same time, I would like to tell people to measure their words and stop attacking the Americans and, let's say, the Brits who haven't been able to fight back in this way with a bit of more understanding and compassion to the different challenge that they face. And by the way, the battle is not over. I doubt that the Kushners are going to be like, oh, I guess you tore down our fence. Like, you know, the next step is going to be leveling up the violence. And we'll see if they do that and we'll see what the response is, to tell you the truth, because these people don't quit. Here's a video that's kind of breaking down what they want to do. So the land is completely undeveloped and they want to turn it into, supposedly they want to turn it into a luxury, okay? I visited Albania last year. I went down and visited this green coast. I didn't even know what it was. We were just driving south and we pulled over. And it was the most soulless place I had been to in the entire country. Albania is an ancient country. You can go into the mountains and you will see ruins from the first century AD. You'll find old Roman Colosseums that were built there. We saw that. That was in Durrës. You can find that there. It's an ancient Roman civilization because the Illyrians were the kind of new lifeblood into the Roman Empire, I believe the third century AD. But the point is that you're going to see this, there's a whole spirit in the land. It's an old Mediterranean country. It's got a history. It's got a lot going on. But this place, the Green Coast, it was totally devoid of life. It was a luxury place, supposedly luxury place, but everything was so soulless, and it was like this modern luxury. It was super expensive for Albania. Like, you can find, by the way, you can find like a Airbnb room for 50 euros a night, 40 euros a night, 50 euros a night. Have a nice, it's not going to be luxury, but it's going to be nice. This place was like $1,000 a night. Obviously, I didn't stay there because it was $1,000 a night, but it was so corrupt. And you know who you had staying there? Like a bunch of people who sell drugs and they're like hooker, Instagram, OnlyFans, girlfriends. I'm not even kidding. And nobody is having a good time, by the way. They're all taking pictures to try and make it look like they're having a good time. They're posting all these pictures and everything's about what they look like. And I'm watching this because I'm pretty conscious and present. And I'm like, yeah, you're lying to yourself. There's nothing good here. And this is so sad. This is like you're spending $1,000 a night to stay at this place and then show everybody how much money you have, but none of it means anything to you. So we left that place. I was not happy. I didn't like it. And I went on, I think it was like Booking, whatever. I found a traditional Albanian family who lived in the mountains, and they were in the mountains where the Ottomans couldn't get to because I guess their donkeys didn't ride up that high. So in the mountains of Albania, you're going to find all the old Orthodox Christian populations who were never forcibly converted because literally there were no roads for the Ottomans to get that high up during that time, and they didn't bother with it. So there's old, really, really old Orthodox churches from the 3rd, 4th, 5th centuries, old homes, really old homes, and you're kind of like totally off the beaten path. Stayed with this really nice woman and her son, her grown son. They gave us our room, and in the morning, she went out, she picked a bunch of figs from her tree and gave me these fresh figs, which I love figs, one of my favorite fruits, okay? Was delicious, told me about her family, told me about the village, and I was like, yeah, I'll take this any day over like hanging out with drug dealers and whores on the beach. This is so much nicer to me. And it was only 50 euros. That experience is worth $1,000 a night because I actually got something of value. So this is what they did with that, with the coastline, because the coastline was undeveloped. A lot of people didn't live by the coastline. They lived in the mountains for the reasons I'm telling you. They were avoiding invaders for many. It wasn't just the Ottomans. It was before then. And so they're turning it into this.
Dosa Delta could look like if we don't act. That's a developer's
So that's
wet
all the
dream.
Development.
But for us nature conservationists and for many people in Albania, that's a nightmare. That's a nightmare of concrete. You know, and look at all this, and it's called the Green Coast. You know, it's exactly the, you know, what they say and what the reality means. And I'm sure it was planned by top architects from all over the world, but for this area, for the species, for the ecosystem, you know, it just means destruction. You've probably seen so many videos from about the beauty of beautiful beaches in Albania. You know, the influencers make you feel like this is a pristine area and tourism, you know, is in an untouched place. But this is the reality. Don't believe what they say. Don't believe the greenwashing. You know, this is the truth. This is where reality. And this is going to happen in the Vjosa Delta as well if we don't stop them. This is.
Yeah, so I can tell you everything that he's saying is true. Okay. The untouched, you can see the hills, I guess, when you see the video and you go and you see the green hills, that's what it all looked like. It was all untouched all the way down to the coast. And then these people realized, a lot of corrupt people realized, like, oh, we could just make a lot of money if we build these super high end luxury developments here down by the ocean and then charge $1,000 a night, and all the drug dealers and Instagram influencers will come on and make videos and encourage other people to come here. By the way, this was fun. I guess somebody showed up to the protests and tried to put up an LGBT flag, and the Albanians were not. And now we see the real reason that Nick Fuentes hates the Albanians. Ah, no gay flags in Albania. Shout out to the Albanians. Yeah, they were basically, if you guys don't understand Albanian, I know that they were chanting, "Take down the flag, take down the flag." And I don't know why that kid, I mean, he's been brainwashed, poor kid. I hope he has a good paternal figure in his life who could beat the out of him, because that is a road to destruction. And then here was the one of the nights of protest where they had, they've had, I believe, over 400,000 people. And then Eddie Rama comes out, their corrupt prime minister, and says it's fake news. See, like, our corruption is like, even our corruption is old. Like, he's trying to catch up to Trump's corruption and like just copy what Trump says, but he doesn't realize that Trump was calling out real fake news, and he thinks he can just say fake news about something and then everybody's going to believe it. So at the beginning of this video here, you see They're all, that, by the way, is the statue of Skender Bey, the national hero who fought off the Ottoman Empire in the middle of the 15th century. And he is celebrated by Albanian Catholics and Albanian Muslims alike. So that shows you where the people really stand in terms of religion. And this was pretty, I'm not going to lie, this did make me proud. Let's watch this. You guys can watch that. That was a great moment for me. That's an old traditional Albanian song that's singing about the time that Skender Bey beat. Huge victory for him against the Ottomans when they tried to surprise attack him, but he knew it was coming. So those are the kind of songs we have, right? It's not about ass shaking. It's about, remember that time you slaughtered 600 Turks on your own? You're our hero. So screw Nick and him calling us Turks. Anyway, I think that's... Well, maybe we'll just watch the Prime Minister right here bullshit everyone for a second.
The aim is to build the most exclusive and the most environmentally precious.
But some people take issue with the exclusive too.
Why?
Because it becomes an elite on land that belongs to the Albanian people.
The land belongs to the investors. They have bought it from the privates.
And that's part of
number
the
one,
issue.
The aim is to...
See, if you want to call this guy a Turk, I'm all for it. He looks pretty Turk. He's behaving very Turkey, if you will. The land belongs to the investors. I don't think this guy's going to make it to the end of his presidency. I'm just going to tell you guys that. I don't think so, and I don't think anybody's going to shed any tears. So from what we're hearing... The project is suspended until further notice. Again, I don't imagine that this is the last we're going to hear of it. These people like to regroup and then do things silently when nobody's paying attention. But I'm really hoping that that's not the case. And we are seeing a rising up of Europeans everywhere. From this to the Northern Irish... I mean, I think they're English, but it's in Northern Ireland. Them rising up against the beheading that happened to that poor guy, the stabbing of Henry Novak, the demanding of justice there. Oh, yeah, the UK now coming out with the crazy grooming scandals, and the people are just, they're done. So we're at a precipice of something, folks, and they know it. That's why Peter Thiel said he's moving his whole family to Argentina. The gay Antichrist, who made a whole video saying he's not the Antichrist, right? Which sounds like something the Antichrist would do. So that's it. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Thanks for tuning in.